Hello, my name is Stephen Lee. I'm the founder of Sermon Audio, and I am on the campus of Bob Jones University in the Mac building, and the sun is just coming up. We are days away from our first ever attempt at a 24-hour prayer meeting effort here with the students of BJU, as well as with those around the world. We live in a busy generation. We live in a busy day. If there's any trait that can characterize this generation, it's anything but patience. Ye have need of patience. Psalm 40 verse 1 states, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. I believe the operative word there is patiently. We live in a day of fast food, drive-through, and instant gratification. And sadly, that often applies to our spiritual disciplines as well. We simply don't have the patience that our forefathers enjoyed. The Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster was launched in what is famously referred to as the 36-hour prayer meeting, where Dr. Ian Paisley would gather with a few of his young men for an evening of prayer. But what began as an evening of prayer turned into something quite different. They prayed all night into the early hours of the morning. They prayed all day into the next night and into the next morning. Now, we listen to something like that and we can't even begin to imagine how that is possible. The Moravians also engaged in 24-hour prayer meetings. Their prayer effort lasted in an unbroken manner for 100 years. Today, we're fortunate if we have 5 minutes or 10 minutes to pray. And yet it was Martin Luther who would often say, I have so much to do today that I have to spend even more time in prayer. Now that goes counterintuitive to our modern way of thinking. And so this 24-hour prayer effort is simply our attempt to reacquaint ourselves with giving long seasons, protracted seasons of time before the Lord, waiting on Him. God is not in a hurry. We are often in a hurry. Ye have need of patience. I waited patiently for the Lord. Now, this 24-hour prayer effort will be a global prayer meeting. At the top of every hour, we will have a different speaker that will bring a brief prayer talk to open the scriptures to us. And then that hour will be filled with prayer. This pattern will continue for 24 hours, where we seek to gather together with students on the campus of a Christian university, but also with those around the world, around the clock, as we seek the Lord together. I hope that you'll join us as we pray together, as we wait patiently for the Lord. God bless you.
So the four of us met for prayer, and as we continued in prayer, we discovered that this was no ordinary prayer meeting, that our hearts were being made bare to the light of God. And what we saw in our hearts was a hideous demonstration and manifestation and revelation of our own absolute sinfulness, of the holiness of God, which was a burning and shining light, and of the necessity of us being right with God through the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus. As we continued in prayer, the exceeding sinfulness of sin became as a matter of terror to us all. The light of God's holiness shone with fear into our hearts. And yet there was a yearning in our hearts that we could be supplied with such power that we could go forth and preach the gospel and see hundreds and thousands of souls converted to Christ. Halfway through that night, John had to go home because he was a boy, and his mother demanded that he be in at a proper time. It was now the early hours So he had to go home and explain to his mother why he was out to the early hours of the morning. We continued in prayer. The tide ebbed and it flowed. At times it was flowing with such power that it was almost uncontainable. At other times it seemed to ebb, and it seemed that the sun that had risen was going to set, but not so. And we continued on that whole night, on through the next day to the next evening. And at that time, a sense of the fullness of God caught hold of our souls. And the sweet assurance that all that we long for our eyes would see, and we would behold a manifestation of the power of God, and we would see sinners gloriously converted to Christ. I could say many more things about that prayer meeting, but I think that is enough.